I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. 3 years ago, journalists poured into Egypt to cover the uprising there. It seemed to be the start of a new Egypt. But now that Egypt seems to have reverted to the old one, a place where journalists can't operate freely. Peter Gresta, Mohamed Fahmy, and Bahr Mohamed are well aware of that. The three Al Jazeera English reporters have been in Egyptian custody for more than 50 days. Now. Earlier today, they made an appearance in an Egyptian courtroom. Ruth Pollard is a journalist for the Sydney Morning Herald. She was at today's court proceedings. And Ruth, what was the scene like in the courtroom?
It was pretty extraordinary. Egyptian court cases are always quite wild to witness. So what we saw today was the three Al Jazeera journalists, along with five other co-defendants who they didn't even know, dressed in white prison jumpsuits, being held in these enormous black cages off to the side of the courtroom. During the proceedings, there was very little back and forth between the defendants and the judge or the prosecution. But during the break, we were able to shout to them into their cages, and they were able to shout back to us.
And what did they say?
They said that the international campaign of support that has been rolling out around the world for the journalists had resulted in much better conditions and protections for them inside the prison, and they called on people to continue that support and to escalate that support. They, in particular, Peter Gresta and Mohamed Fahmy, called on the Australian and Canadian governments to speak out about their plight. They described their prison conditions as physically okay, but psychologically unbearable.
Ruth, what are they charged with?
Essentially, they're charged with fabricating false news, manipulating footage in order to deliberately tarnish Egypt's reputation internationally.
So that's basically a fancy way of saying we didn't like what you reported. Is that what they're after? Is that what they're trying to get at?
From everything that we've viewed of the Al Jazeera English journalists' work in Egypt for the last few months, and indeed since they've been operating in Egypt, they have simply been going about their job as any journalists would, interviewing people from both sides of the story, and that includes people from the Muslim Brotherhood, as well as the interim-backed government, as well as other political parties and opposition voices in Egypt at the moment. But because the Brotherhood has fallen so far from the favour of the Egyptian people, and of course since December 25, the government has designated them a terrorist organisation, the very idea of interviewing the Brotherhood or giving voice to opposition parties within Egypt is seen as criticising the Egyptian government in a way that's completely unacceptable.
Did they go into any details about what their conditions were like before the international outcry and then after? What specifically changed?
Well, Peter Gresta was held in the Tora prison, which is a high security prison complex in Cairo. The Egyptian-Canadian journalist Mohamed Fahmy and his Egyptian colleague Bahem Mohamed were held in this really high security prison complex, which is known as Scorpion, which is reserved for people on, you know, high level terrorism charges. And they were held in absolutely horrific conditions. They, you know, were sleeping on cold concrete floors. Mohamed Fahmy has a very badly injured shoulder, which is broken. And he received no medical treatment or painkillers for that. Mohamed and Bahir were transferred into the Tora prison, and they're now housed with Peter Gresta in that prison. But since then, they've been confined to their cells for 23 hours a day. They're only allowed out for 1 hour a day. They're allowed no reading material or writing material in there, and they don't get to see sunlight.
What's the next step in this case?
Well, they've been remanded in custody, I guess, essentially. No bail was granted, and the next hearing is scheduled for March 5. They requested today, continually, both through their lawyers and also during the court breaks when they were trying to talk to us, for them to be given access to the material that forms the case against them, because as yet they've seen no evidence presented that they in any way manipulated footage or tarnished Egypt's reputation in any way by doing the balanced and fair reporting job that they had done in Egypt, covering what is a very tense and complex political situation here.
Ruth Pollard reports for the Sydney Morning Herald. We've been speaking to her from Cairo. Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you very much.